Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today our show is on the sound of chakras. Chakras, as my instructor informs me to always say chakras. And the intention is really to get the chakras in alignment, get the energy flowing between them so that you can really be in touch with all the frequencies of the chakras at the same time so that they're all humming and you are really, really flowing. The energy is flowing between them. That's our intention. But before we get started, I want to tell you about some things happening at the school. We actually have our new semester starting here coming right up. We've got the certificate program in sound healing and the associate degree, because the certificate is the first semester of the associate degree, starting on January 14th at the Institute here in San Francisco. That goes until about the 1st of May, and then you would continue in June on into the second semester of the associate degree if you wanted to continue. It's three nights a week, Monday through Wednesday night, and some weekends as well. You can also do that course online, and that starts this Tuesday, January 8th. And we also do the degree online as well. That's Tuesday and Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. San Francisco time, and also 10 to 1 on Saturday. And you can, if you miss a class, you can always watch the video. You can also watch the video if you were to miss the class here at the Institute. You could actually do a combination of these. You could do some of the classes online and then come to the Institute whenever you could. Or if you do the classes online, the whole certificate program, you can actually come to the two-week intensive on starting June 9th and for free. So that's a good way to get some of the experience live here at the Institute. For the most part, about 60-70% of the classes online are just the same as they are at the Institute, because that's when we're doing lectures and PowerPoint presentations and such. And there's probably about 20% that is better, you know, at the Institute, and another 20% that we don't even do online. So it is better to be here, but of course everybody can't be here. The classes online are amazing, though. We do healings on each other. We do toning. We do chanting. We do voice work. There's a lot of homework also, where you have to do tuning forks and other things on other people that, of course, you can't do online. But it's really effective, and people have been really transformed in major ways for the online program. We also have this Sunday, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow from 1 to 6, we've got the open house and free sound healing workshop, where we're going to be going through an overview of how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We'll be doing a lot of guided meditations and a lot of sound work as well, so you will certainly be in the zone by the end of the day. We'll also put you on the sound chairs and the sound tables, and it's really an interesting day. We've also got the sound healing audio production course, although it's not just about sound healing. It's really about how to make music that affects you on a much deeper level, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's about the frequencies that affect you on a deeper level, the timbres or tonalities, the instrument sounds that affect you deeper, and the actual musical intervals, the rhythms, and the flow of the music that affect you deeper. So it's about learning how to do audio production with a computer, whether it's on Pro Tools, Digital Performer, Logic, or Ableton Live, and really make your music much more powerful. If you already know these programs, we have an advanced version, too, that you can just get the best of it. And that starts here at the Institute on January 14th, and online this Monday, just the day after tomorrow, although you can start just about any time. So that's January 7th online. It'll really effective program. I've been doing it quite a long time. We also have a weekend intensive coming up on February 2nd and 3rd. That's from all day from 10 to 5:30, and it's $145. And it's really a complete overview of how sound affects you and physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's also going to be similar to the workshop we just did in Mount Shasta on December 21st. Oh my God, what an amazing workshop at Stewart Hot Springs for the people that could make it. I mean, it was a major, major snowstorm when people were driving up, so a lot of people didn't make it, and it was really, really frustrating for a lot of people. And but the cool thing is, for the people that made it, one of our main things we did is we talked about how to use sound to deal with conflicts and challenges. And it was really interesting. I mean, we were stuck on the freeway for 3 hours. And, you know, I really kind of went into this whole state of thinking how a lot of people, I mean, there was like hundreds of cars stuck on the freeway, and because there were some major wrecks. And we were just sitting there with the snow coming down like pillows, you know. And I kept thinking that a lot of people would be just really upset and frustrated and really like thinking about how much this sucks. But instead, what we did is we actually did meditations on sending compassion to the people that were in the wreck and sending love and light to all the people that were actually waiting. And we did sound, we did toning while waiting, and it just had a blast. Just had the best time waiting on the freeway for 3 hours, you know, doing nothing, going nowhere. Not doing nothing, but going nowhere. And it was really a good experience to really see how you can transform a negative experience into a positive experience really easily. And then we did the same at the workshop as well. Boy, quite an amazing time during December 21st. Perhaps the world ended somewhere, but you know, we sure went into a really high state. And so we're going to be kind of redoing that workshop on February 2nd and 3rd for people that missed it, that didn't make it to Mount Shasta. It's about, you know, resonating higher states of consciousness and resonating a place where we're all connected, where we're all one, where there's love flowing through it completely. What else? A few interesting things coming up that I'll tell you about. We're opening a store at the school in the next couple of weeks. We're just getting the cabinets and display cases on. Actually, one of our students is donating them to us this coming week, and we're going to start selling a full range of sound healing instruments, including tuning forks, crystal bowls, gongs and Shruti boxes, harmoniums, and also crystals, and just a full range of sound things. Should be really, really cool. So you'll be able to come in and actually check out and listen to the different frequencies and play with the different instruments if you're interested in purchasing something and you're in the area. Also, the other thing is, for the last week and also for the next week, I'm working nonstop on finishing up my book. It's The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. And it's really all about how to use all the different instruments to affect yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Let's see. Let me pull it up here, and I'll show you some of the things. I mean, it's actually about 49 chapters, so it is coming out to be a complete guide, but it's very detailed. But let me just tell you about the chapters on physical, mental, entrainment, emotional healing, and spiritual healing. The chapter on physical healing starts with the buzz in the body syndrome. That's what I've talked about, where there's a buzz in your body and you track it down and you can harmonize it. And it's often in different endocrine glands in the body, but sometimes the intestines are buzzing. and then you can track down that. But I feel the buzz in the body is the number one thing, that it's the beginning of any physical malady in the body. So that's one chapter in the physical section. Then we have stress relief, anxiety, panic attacks, fibromyalgia, and other stress-related issues. Sounds really effective for just relaxation and stress relief. It's also a chapter on healing organs, body parts, and body systems, using sound on disease, releasing and overcoming pain, using sound to create nutrients. And then for emotional healing, we'll go through the sound of emotions and 9 techniques for releasing stuck emotions and deep emotional issues. We'll be have a whole chapter on transforming negative beliefs, the deepest pattern of sound in us that is keeping us from expanding into our full potential. And under mental expansion, we go through the delta state for sleep, enhancement and direct connection to source, theta for an enhanced creativity and portal to oneness, alpha for help with ADD, ADHD, mental clarity and memory, and other states like gamma and deep delta, which are higher states of consciousness, are found when people are meditating in higher states of consciousness. It's also using brainwave entrainment to access higher states of consciousness, and then nature's entrainers. Then we'll be going through spiritual enhancement, which is using sound to get to presence and mindfulness. Another chapter on harmonizing chakras and auras with sound, which is what we're talking about today. And then resonating higher emotions of gratitude, compassion, joy, and love. Another chapter on the sound of love, opening your heart with sound. That's self-love, love in relationships, and universal love. And then connecting with source and connecting with soul with sound. Should be out as an ebook in about 2 weeks. We're going to have the basic version, and then we'll have the full version that's got sound examples that you can click on and access throughout the entire book, and a lot of extra information and databases that you can access. So watch out for that. If you're interested in any of this, give us a call at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can just go to our website, soundhealingcenter.com. Again, that phone number is 415-777-2486. One of the most powerful ways to use sound is on the chakras. It's really effective. I mean, I used to have panic attacks, and I was found that I was able to get rid of the panic attack just by doing a chakra treatment on my chakras with sound. I mean, this is amazing. Really amazing, considering how many people are on drugs with panic attacks. And I was on drugs. I mean, 20 years ago, I was on a full range of drugs, and it's just really powerful. I've done this talk about chakras before, but I've got a new guided meditation I want to play today, and so it's really effective. And also, I just love doing this show because I get so high. If it makes me feel so good to do sound and go through each of the chakras. So the interesting thing is chakras, you can think of them based on all different levels of vibration. That's frequency, pitch, timbre, which is tonality, like the sound, and music, and energy. As far as frequency, a lot of people, not too many people. There are some people that are saying, you know, different solfeggio frequencies match the different chakras. David Hulse from Soma Energetics uses 99 hertz for the root chakra, 104.25 for the second, 132 for the third, 159.75 for the fourth, 185.25 for the fifth, and then 213 for the sixth chakra. It doesn't have one for the crown. And then there's other people that have the frequency of the planets, and what frequency each chakra is based on the planets. He has the earth as the root chakra, which is 194.18, and then the synodic moon, the moon as the second chakra, to around 210 hertz, the sun at 126 hertz. These are the actual frequencies based on the rotation of the planets around the sun, although the moon, I guess, is around the earth. Okay. And then the earth year, which is 136.1, he has as the heart chakra, and then Mercury as the throat chakra, which is 141 hertz, 141.27, Venus as the third eye, 221.23, and the Platonic year, I'm not sure what that is, of 172.06 hertz for the crown chakra. Cymotherapy uses 673 hertz for the root, 359 for the second, 816 for the third, 1125 for the fourth, 312 for the fifth, 113.21 for the sixth, and 944 for the crown. Which is interesting because they don't go up in frequency. And I always think of the actual chakras as going up in frequency from the root to the crown. I think of the root chakra as being between 20 and 60 cycles per second. 22nd cycles per second is right around the kitty cat purr, which you can do just by doing a purr. That's about 25 cycles per second. 40 cycles per second is like the frequency of thunder. So I always think of those super low frequency, or a huge gong where you hear the real low rumble, or even an earthquake, you know, it's right down there. So that's what I think of as the root chakra, really low frequency. These frequencies are actually lower than we can even make with our voice. Our voice doesn't go lower than 60 hertz for most people. Women only go down to about 100 or 150, and men can sometimes get down to 60, but that's about it. I think I can hit 50 hertz with my voice. Oh, not counting a kitty cat purr. Okay. And then the second chakra, I think of between 60 to 200. It's like, that's probably around 100 hertz there. That's a range that seems to really resonate that area well. And then the third chakra is like 200 to 400. It's also a frequency range where you can get really powerful. Yeah, so that's the third chakra. The fourth is, I often think of, between 400 to 600, often more around 400. 528 is like, and that's really high. It's really hard to tone. That's the frequency that Leonard Horowitz came up with, although there's a lot of trouble with that now. Even Leonard is saying it's not really, there's no real research that backs it up. But it is the solfeggio frequency, the 528 hertz. But often hear something a little lower, around 400. For the heart. And then 600 to 1,000 hertz is what I think of as the throat chakra. Some people often do that one lower. But when I'm just thinking of it as frequency, I often do it as high as 600. 1,000 hertz is like, okay? So 600 hertz is more, still pretty high for the throat, but it feels good on the throat and on the thyroid when you're actually just playing the frequency and not making that high of a sound. Okay. Now, the third eye, I always think of as around 1,000 to 5,000 hertz, like up around. And the vowel E is the easiest to make that high of a frequency. Although I really like using a tone generator or some instrument, like especially probably the main instrument that I like for that is the triangle, the little triangle that you can play, the metal triangle. It has a super high frequency. Or even tingshas often go up that high. Sometimes there are some crystal bowls or more Tibetan bowls. Actually, some alchemical crystal bowls go that high. All the way, I think of it mostly, for me, I like 3,000 hertz the most. It's really, it's much higher than I can sing, but it seems to be really resonate that area. Tom Kenyon does something like, probably around 600 to 800 hertz. And again, it's just, I think the true third eye, which is really the pituitary and hypothalamus glands, I think they're really resonating at a much higher frequency than we can actually sing. Although if we sing an octave below them, then it can help trigger them as well. Because an octave below is still the same note. Then there's the crown chakra. The crown is way up around, I think, 5,000 to 20,000 hertz when I do the crown chakra. I normally don't even make an actual sound with my voice because I always think of it as being much higher frequency than my voice will actually go. And that's like, you know, it's up around, and about the only thing we hear around at that frequency range is somebody once said it's the frequency of a hearing aid when it squeals, you know. It's like that super high frequency, or the frequency of a television, an old television that kind of screams at that really high frequency. So old TVs were opening the crown chakra. Yeah, right. So the crown chakra. So I think of, you know, in frequency, I think of the chakras for being a full range from the lowest frequency we can hear up to the highest frequency we hear. And later on, we're going to do a meditation where we listen to all of the chakras as octaves, the full range of frequencies we can hear completely and totally in harmony as well with each other. But now, let's take a little break and let's listen to Chakra Star, which is on the second Nutri-Energetic CD that I did. And these are the actual frequencies. It's the actual frequency of B-flat, or note of B-flat, that Nutri-Energetics came up with using quantum assessment devices. And then I simply played each, generally went up octave by octave as to I played each chakra. So in this song, each chakra is about 1 minute long, and you'll hear an actual tingsha, a bell, that tells you when it's going to the next chakra. Of course, it starts with the root and ends with the crown. Again, this is Chakra Star. And so tune in to each one as you listen. Thank you. occurred to me to play some of these frequencies of the planets. You might find this really interesting. You can tone along with me if you like. We'll start with the Earth Day, which is based on the mathematical calculation of the spinning of the Earth, and this is the root chakra. So tune into your root chakra. Never done this before. This is, will be interesting. Oh, let's see. Might not be able to do it. My tone generator is not being... Oh, there it is. Okay. Cool. So here is 194.18 hertz, which is exactly based on the spinning of the Earth. So this is the frequency of the spinning of the Earth. Very, very grounding. Let me play it, and then I'll sing it. Ooh. So tone along and tune in to your root chakra. Frequencies is to create a consistent frequency within that chakra, because really when a chakra is humming and spinning consistently, it's really got a consistent note. Often what happens is either it's stagnant, it's not humming at all, or it's like overamped and it's jumping around all over the place. You know, it's very distorted, you know. So the trick is to get a consistent tone, like a vowel sound, happening again at this particular frequency. And the third chakra is the frequency of the sun, which is the spinning of the sun, which is based, it's mathematically 126.22 hertz. Let me put in that one. 126.22. Okay, here it is. So tune into the third chakra, your power and will, your ability to be in your power without being above others or below others. Equal to everyone in your power. 126.22. Let's see, I'll have to turn this one up. Don't hear this one. Let's see. might be too low for this computer. Ooh, here, we'll do that. We'll do that. Ooh, ooh, no, it's more like this. Of the Earth, the actual rotation of the Earth, not the spinning of the Earth, but the rotation of the Earth around the Sun. And this is 136.102 hertz. This is the most used frequency in sound healing. A lot of people tune their tuning forks to it, and even gongs are tuned to this. 136.102. Heart chakra. Open your heart chakra. Open your heart. And let's tune in to Mercury. It's interesting they use Mercury because Venus is often what people think of as the actual planet of love. Okay, but here we have 141 hertz for the heart, 141.27. Okay. Okay, and then the throat chakra. Let's see. I'm lose track. Oh boy, I got off. Here we go. Okay, so here's the throat is actually the 141. The earth year was the heart chakra. Okay, so 141. So that's actually going up to the third eye because I want to play something else and I'm running out of time here. Okay, here's the Venus, which is they have for the third eye, 221 hertz. And that is 221.23. The rotation of Venus around the Sun. Ooh, tune into your third eye. Ooh. And then we have the crown, which is the Platonic year, which I looked up on the break here. The Platonic year is actually the precession of the equinoxes, which is around 25,800 years. It's the time it takes for the Sun to go around the Milky Way. So that is, when you octavize it down, that is 172.06 hertz. 172.06. Let's play that and see what that feels like for the crown. So open your crown chakra now. Okay. Ooh, 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 ooh. Wow. Actually worked for me. Normally I have a hard time opening my crown when I'm making sound. That one's the first one where I could get chills. Okay. So went through those a little quicker. There's also the pitches of chakras, which are C to B, but some cultures use F, like China uses F as the root. Tibet used A. Then there's the sound of the chakras, which we've gone over in other radio shows. The lam, vam, ram, yam, ham. and then Jonathan Goldman's frequency or sounds of U-O-A-I-A-N-E, and then the Tibetan warriors of Za Ram Hung Om Ah. And silence is the one I really like for the crown chakra. But what I want to do now is play for you a guided meditation that takes you through each of the chakras as the same note, C, at different octaves. So the idea here is to get all seven chakras humming simultaneously and tune in to all seven at the same time. Because really when we're at our optimum state, it's when the energy is flowing through all of them humming at the same time. So this guided meditation is about actually having all of them humming at the same time. And because the octave is the most harmonious, I use the octave instead of C to B, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, which is not very harmonious. Okay. So now tune in and listen to each chakra as a frequency. This is the Chakra Guided Meditation, GM-432. This is the C tuned to 432 hertz as well. So this is tuned to a really auspicious frequency, this whole recording. So enjoy. Okay, so we're having a little trouble with the file. He's going to re-upload or re-download it. And so let's talk a little bit more at a little slower pace. Now, my favorite sounds for the chakra sounds as opposed to the frequencies or the notes is ooh for the root. Ooh. For the second chakra, I'm like ooh. It's a sound you can make really powerful. Whoa!
To the root chakra.
Oh, looks like we're all set. Here's the actual guided meditation.
To the lowest frequency you can hear in this music.
There you go. Enjoy.
Bring that frequency into your root. Second chakra while keeping the frequency of the first chakra going. The second chakra is your emotions and sensuality. The second chakra is an octave higher. Here both frequencies lower and the higher. Both chakras at the same time humming. Thank you. chakra while keeping the first and second present and humming with those two frequencies. The third chakra is your will and your internal power. Hear that frequency in the music. First chakra and second. Third chakra. All three going at the same time now. First chakra and second. Third chakra. Your heart chakra. Fifth chakra. All five chakras at the same time. First chakra and and second. Third chakra. Your heart chakra. Fifth chakra. Third eye. Thank you.
So take this energy of complete connection of all chakras at the same time into the rest of the evening, into the weekend, the rest of the weekend, and the week ahead, months ahead. Stay in it for years ahead. Imagine if we were all connected to all energy systems, so energy flowed freely through all of our chakras for lifetimes. Thanks for listening and